Madam Ambassador, our countries have reached high-level political dialogue. Our officials meet regularly, and our countries support each other on the international arena. So what, in your opinion, what is the basis of such good relations in modern world where new dividing lines and barriers are appearing?
I think with Belarus, we've had very long-standing relations from the days of the Soviet Union. So since those days, there's a lot of warmth, a lot of goodwill for each other in India and in Belarus. And that is evident every day when I go out in the streets, the way people talk to me, the way they react. It's always such a pleasure to interact. And similarly in India, I think your ambassador will probably tell you the same thing. There is a lot of warmth for Belarus. There's a lot of curiosity. And I think also the fact that we do not really have any issues between us that need to be resolved, because one, we are not neighbors, so it's usually neighbors who have problems with each other, so we can look at each other in a very objective way. And we feel that despite the fact that you know, geographically we are a little far away, many of the international issues are viewed by India and Belarus in a very similar fashion. And I think that is the reason why, you know, without any conflict, without any issues, we've been able to support each other, help each other on the political front. And this is something that I don't foresee changing at all in the years to come, because I think both countries have a great deal of goodwill for each other.
Our countries are planning to reach 1 billion turnover. This is a quite ambitious plan, and what are the possibilities to get to this target? Maybe what are the most promising areas of cooperation? What are the most promising spheres?
You know, so far I feel that India and Belarus are not really reaching the potential that exists between the two countries. Not just not reaching, but we are very far from it. Because as of now, our trade is quite small. I think largely because we've been focusing only on traditional areas of export and import. For example, from India, we largely import potash from Belarus and a couple of other things. Similarly, from Belarus, we have, you know, some few things that you import from us. And we have not really been looking at other areas where such trade relationship can develop. I know that we keep exchanging trade delegations from both sides, from Belarus as well as from India. But again, the focus has not really diversified. So what we are attempting to do now, at least, you know, in my personal capacity and as the new ambassador, the brief that I've been given is to see if, you know, there are things that items that we can substitute. If Belarus is importing something from some other country, maybe India can export it to you. Similarly, if India is importing something from some other country, we can do that. And there are so many new areas of cooperation which are emerging, particularly because we are really trying hard to now think more in terms of mutual investments, starting of joint venture activities, because trade essentially ultimately is limited. Because, you know, there's only so much you can sell or you can buy. But if you start joint productions, if you start joint ventures, and you're thinking in terms of maybe exporting whatever you're producing to third countries, then it becomes so much bigger. The cooperation becomes so much bigger. And India, I think now increasingly India is feeling that this is one country, you know, which has as good relations with Russia and countries to your east as you do with EU and the other countries to your west. So you can actually become a bridge that, you know, connects us to both sides of your border. And that is something that we are really working on. And suddenly I find that a whole lot of new ideas are being explored. In fact, virtually every second day I have someone or the other contacting me about, you know, something new that they want to try out. So I have a feeling that maybe not this year. The target of $1 billion of trade was for 2018. I don't think that is going to happen. But if not this year, then definitely within the next year, couple of years, we should be able to do that, because many Indian companies are now actually looking at Belarus as a partner country for various things. Recently, for example, just a few days ago, you would be aware that the big Indian pharmaceutical giant Cipla has laid the foundation stone for this research and production center. There are several others who've been talking to us as the embassy, and we are very hopeful that, you know, like bit by bit, this relationship will grow further.
One of the most promising projects is Bremen Orsha. This is a special economic zone which is being built in Belarus.
I think in the month of June, there was a big delegation from the Confederation of Indian Industry which had come here, and they had been taken to see this place. At one stage, we were actually, we had offered a line of credit for the development of Orsha. But I think they've been able to manage things on their own. So now, essentially, what Orsha is interested in is requesting Indian industry, Indian production facilities to move into the area, set up their business there, and use that for re-export to other countries. So I think it is definitely a very interesting project. It's a very interesting idea. And the delegation which had come here was very keen actually to start moving into the Orsha region and to try to set up industry there. So of course I think the facility in Orsha itself is still not completely ready, but as and when all the infrastructure has been done, developed, I'm sure there'll be many countries. In fact, several Indian companies had already spoken to me even before I came to Belarus, mm-hmm. and they said that they are very interested, very keen on setting up. So I think as soon as the situation has stabilized and the infrastructure has been developed, I think you'll find that a lot of Indian companies would want to come in.
You have mentioned Cipla company, which is planning to invest $1 million in building a pharmaceutical center here in Belarus, and also Belarusian specialists could have an opportunity to raise their experience at Indian pharmaceutical companies. How in general could you assess cooperation in this sphere?
Pharmaceuticals is India's biggest export to Belarus. We are all aware of that, and to many other countries in this region as well. So I think some of our companies, of course, they already had a presence here in Belarus, and they have been working very actively in this field. But again, I think now the feeling is growing that perhaps instead of just exporting to Belarus, it might be a good idea to set up production here. And that is the reason why Cipla is moving in. There are a couple of other pharmaceutical giants from India who have approached us on an informal basis at the moment, telling us that they have full intentions of setting up production facilities, joint ventures here. So I am hopeful that definitely in the next year, couple of years, this will become a major sunrise industry in Belarus. And I think the Indian companies are ready to share technologies, you know, and they're willing to actually work with Belarus to make, to produce these, the medication here and to export it from here to countries around in the region, including maybe Russia. The prospects look very bright. And I think finally, the Belarus government has also realized that this could be of great mutual benefit to both sides. So I think a lot of support is being provided by the local authorities. In fact, that day for the laying of the foundation stone of Cipla, the Minister of Health himself had come, and I think there were other senior officers and you know, deputy ministers and others who had mm-hmm. come, and it just showed the kind of enthusiasm that exists on both sides for projects like this.
India's population is growing rapidly, and millions of people migrate to big cities. So to manage these complexities, Indian government has set up a very ambitious plan to build 100 smart cities across the country. So how is it possible to cooperate maybe with the Belarusian IT specialists in this field to build a new generation of cities?
In fact, the moment I heard about you know, this whole plan of building these smart cities, I thought of Belarus, because I can see that the cities here have literally been rebuilt from rubble. As we all know, Minsk was completely destroyed during the Second World War, and what a beautiful job you've done for this city. So, in fact, I went to meet the concerned officers in our Ministry of Urban Development who are doing this, and they were very enthusiastic. I told them that Belarus definitely has the technology, has the wherewithal to help us develop these kind of cities, not just the cities themselves, but everything about it, like transport included. Because the other day we visited the Skyway demonstration center. Mm. As you probably know, they have developed this new mode of transport, which is based on it uses cables to transport people and goods. And I really feel that this is something that can be used, that can be explored for the smart cities that we are planning. Because one of the major problems of India is that our road systems are completely choked now. There's so much vehicle, and because of that, there's so much pollution. And this is a clean technology that can be used. We've been talking to the Belarusian side about, maybe they can try to participate in what is happening in these 100 smart cities. And quite apart from that, the existing cities as well, because there is a tremendous amount of work that needs to be done in India. At the moment, one of our biggest problems is pollution. So I think if you can, explore with us the possibilities of exporting technologies related to, say, smart water, smart electricity, smart transport systems. And plus, we are also trying to develop housing for urban poor. Up to, say, a couple of decades ago, the majority of India's population used to live in villages. But as you just pointed out, there's a huge amount of immigration happening from the villages into cities. And our cities are under tremendous strain. So to even accommodate these people who are coming from villages and small towns and coming to big cities is becoming a huge problem. And we don't want our cities to turn into slums. So the idea is to develop low-cost green housing for the urban poor who have now come into existence because of this migratory trend. And I feel, after, I've just been here for 3 months, but whatever I've seen of the country, I believe that Belarus is capable of working with India on this front to actually, give us a huge boost on the infrastructure front to make our cities, our existing cities, more livable, and to help us develop the new cities that we are hoping will be very modern, very efficient, and far less polluted than our existing cities.
Some time ago, there was a proposal to shoot a movie, joint Belarus-Indian movie. So is this idea is still alive? Because maybe our countries are exotic to each other, and this film could help to get acquainted with their nature and the traditions of both countries.
To tell you the truth, this is a project very close to my heart because I'm a great movie buff. And besides, I feel that Belarus has not been given the kind of exposure that it deserves, because it's such a beautiful country. The cities are so lovely. So why should, Bollywood, as you know, is a force to reckon with around the world. It's a very powerful medium now. We have Bollywood producers have worked with many other countries in Europe, in Africa, in the Middle East, wherever. Wherever they have shot a film or even shot scenes for a movie, that has become a great tourist attraction and destination. So whether it's Egypt or it's Dubai or it's Switzerland or it's now Bulgaria, because just the other day I was reading this news about how Bulgaria has become the new flavor for Bollywood producers. So many movies are being shot there. So I was posted in Bulgaria many years ago. I'm very happy for that. But now I'm here in Belarus, and I don't see why we cannot do that here as well, because it's such a lovely country. I mean, it has everything that a Bollywood film producer would want, the lovely forests and good scenery, beautiful cities. So why can't we attract them here? I have been talking to people in India about this. They all keep telling me yes, they are very interested. And if it can be a joint production of, you know, based on a story that involves, you know, some Belarusian characters and Indian characters, and they can all be brought together, it can be a good story. We even have, in fact, a story idea given by, you know, a Belarusian author here. So we have, in fact, recently just sent a letter to the Ministry of Culture, which handles films. And we've told them that this is the kind of facility which is offered by other countries to Bollywood producers when they go there. So please do let us know if Belarus can also provide similar kind of facilities. If the response is positive, we will actually start looking and trying to push this idea of getting Bollywood movies to come and shoot here and maybe do a joint production as well.
So maybe Belarusian nature could inspire them.
Absolutely.
I ask these questions because you are known as a writer, fantasy writer. So is it difficult to combine the position of a diplomat and also being a writer? How do you find the time to write a book?
It is very difficult because this is a full-time job. And, you know, apart from the time you spend in office, you're also doing a lot of socializing, and that's part of your work. And so to find time to actually write a book is very difficult. I'll not say no. But essentially because I love it, and it's always been my passion to do that. So I find time in the mornings. I get up early, I'll stay up late in the night, or, you know, use the weekends whenever I can. So that's how I manage to do that. So my third book, in fact, is already ready for publication, and I'm working on several others at the same time. And Belarus is a very relaxing place. It's got so much beauty, and, you know, when you look around, you feel so serene and tranquil. So it's a good place to actually sit and write. The last 3 months have been a little tough because, you know, as soon as I came here, we had delegations coming, and then I had to go to India for an official engagement. So now that I'm back, and you know, I'm trying to settle down now and actually start seriously working on writing is the third book, which is already ready. This is a series of three books, so this will complete the series. And after that, I'm working on various I'm working on a modern romance, and I'm working on an urban legend, and I'm working on a rebirth story. So yeah, these are all interesting ideas. And I'm thinking that maybe I'll base at least some part of some story here in Belarus. Why not?
So thank you very much. It was a real pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.